She clenched her jaw as the fighter moved closer to squint at their Jordanian press passes. Peter whipped off his keffiyeh, stepped between her and the gunman, and removed the expired ID from around his neck. He held both hands high in the air, clutching the pass in his right, with his thumb carefully covering the Arabic script so that only his photo showed. "We're press. Reporters. We're just here to do a story. He's one of our guides." He pointed to Barham, lying on the ground, bruised and groaning. Teresa looked over to see Jalal and Masood, also disarmed and on the ground. The Ansari had opened a cut in the elder Kurd's cheek. They took turns driving the butts of their guns into his face. 24-year-old Masood cowered nearby, curled up in a vain attempt to ward off similar blows. Teresa clutched Peter's shirt from behind and whispered, "Don't say anything." The fighter holding the gun on them appeared to be the leader. He barked an order in Kurdish. Three Ansari immediately went for the horses and began pulling off the packs, tents, and bedrolls. When one of them carelessly tossed Peter's bag of camera gear to the ground, the Canadian moved to save it. "Careful, you're going to break—" The Ansari leader cut him off with a vicious blow to his back, using the butt of his AK-47. Teresa sucked in a breath as Peter crumpled to the ground, still clutching his ID. He groaned and rolled over to see the gun's muzzle now inches from his nose. She started forward, but another Ansari grabbed her, pinning her arms. The leader's eyes glared hate. His focus danced back and forth between the Westerners as he kept Peter frozen on the ground with his gun. He said something in Kurdish, pulled Teresa's keffiyeh off to reveal the length of her hair, and spat in her face. The others sneered as the spittle ran down the side of her nose, but she kept her face a blank. This seemed to anger the Ansari more. Aiming his gun between her and Peter, he let loose a spray of fire, kicking up the grass and dirt around them. She couldn't help jumping back, and Peter rolled over and away from the spray, which only made the fighters laugh more. The leader's mouth curled up as he took another step toward the Canadian and shoved the end of his gun into Peter's cheek. Teresa bowed her head and tensed.